Just this morning, I was looking outside, and there was a little chickadee sitting there on the steps, like where it usually comes, and we have these hard bread and stuff sitting out there, and they'll come and eat there. And I was looking at that little chickadee, and I remembered years ago when my grandpa and an uncle of mine, they used to come over, and they talk about birds, you know, like how birds would come and sing. And my grandpa used to make me put these cans way up in the trees, like that would be about that big, and they nail them onto the tree so that they're in the branches, in the crotch of the branch. And these birds would come there and they'll sit there. And pretty soon, the whole bluff that we live close, like an oak bluff, they used to have all kinds of birds singing all different songs. And he said, if once you get to find what these birds are by name, you will be able to sing those particular songs that they sing. And when you sing those, that is what your mother would hear, you know, and your grandmother would hear that, you know. And so we usually sing about, you know, a song that seems to have a cheerful note, you know, a song that goes up, you know, high, and then it comes down, and it makes a person turn. What's going on, you know? And that's why I said that, you know, I was going to make a song. If I was going to make a song for my mother, I would sing this type of a song. That's basically what I would sing, a song that would make my mother listen. And also, we have songs that we sing to the traditional dancers, like which relates back to my mother again. And the quote, the Hotai tape that we sang, that women's traditional song, that I made that myself, and that basically I made it for my mother and grandmother. And I had that song for a long time, and when we were putting this batch of songs that we were going to put on a tape, I brought that song to the boys, and we sang it, and we put it on that tape.